Proclamation number 3203 of 28th of July, 1944. Spiritual activity must precede earthly activity. You must be fully active for the kingdom of God. You must not put earthly activity before spiritual activity, but always bear in mind that you want to serve God and therefore should fulfill His mission first before you think of the world and its demands. Every hour you devote to this spiritual task will earn you more blessings than your earthly activity can ever achieve. But in this one you will find support so that you will also master it without difficulty. Time is hurrying by. The spiritual battle is becoming increasingly more difficult. The earthly adversity is growing, and people are increasingly falling away from God and must be made aware of the consequences. They must be admonished and warned, and God has called you to speak on His behalf, to enlighten people and to try to guide their gaze into the spiritual kingdom. And therefore you must be constantly active and not let anything hold you back, but always remain in contact with God and receive instructions from Him. You should not fear that you will neglect another task, for beings of light are constantly at your side which guide your earthly work and enable you to carry it out without resistance. But spiritually they support you to a far greater extent, and you must pay attention to their wise admonitions and not resist them if they urge you to spiritual activity by causing other thoughts to arise in you in a flash which are to stimulate you to spiritual activity. Surrender yourselves daily to the care of the Heavenly Father and pay attention to what the voice of the heart urges you to do. Detach yourselves from earth from time to time and turn to Him in prayer, whose servant you want to be. Increase your strength by receiving His word, whether directly or through mediation. Surrender yourselves to its effect, and then set about the day's work and it will be blessed. And even if you create and work on earth, without God's blessing nothing you start will succeed. But as soon as God blesses your activity it will be easy for you. But God's blessing is certain for you if you are first active for the kingdom of God, if you put your spiritual work before your earthly work, if you first consider your soul before you give your body its right. God needs you, who want to work for Him as His servants on earth, and He presents you with tasks whose fulfillment is incumbent upon you and dependent on your free will. And you should take this task seriously and not become lukewarm and lazy, for every day is significant and can bring great blessings to you and your fellow human beings if it is used spiritually in the right way. But if the world is put before this task, then time will pass uselessly for the souls, for earthly achievements are worthless for eternity. Earthly life, however, can end very quickly, and every earthly success is futile in view of death. Spiritual work, on the other hand, carries eternal values. And you should always bear this in mind if you are undecided about which activity you should tackle. Use every hour and serve God by devoting yourselves to Him and accepting His word, by working for Him and for His kingdom, by instructing your fellow human beings and informing them of God's will. And your spiritual as well as your earthly activity will earn you God's blessing, and you will be successful in whatever you start. Amen.